This is Conor Lennon from UN News. During a three-day mission to Djibouti, Ursula Muller, the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator, saw for herself the huge impact that extreme weather events, such as floods and droughts, are having on the country. On Friday, the last day of the visit, Ms. Muller spoke with Saviano Abreu from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, about the many humanitarian challenges facing the people of Djibouti. She began by calling on the international community to urgently confront the crisis.
Djibouti provides a clear example of the urgency to take immediate action to confront the climate crisis and to protect the most vulnerable. The country is extremely vulnerable to climate change, with large areas of the territory exposed to extreme weather conditions, be it drought, flooding, and the humanitarian impact of the extreme weather events and the climate crisis is very visible in Djibouti.
So let's talk a bit more about the humanitarian impact of this climate crisis here. What's the humanitarian situation in the country right now?
The harsh weather conditions and the extreme weather events, coupled with the high levels of poverty, have left at least one-third of the population, which is more than 280,000 people, in chronic levels of food insecurity. Malnutrition rates are also worrying and are considered to be at an emergency level under global standards.
And the country is also supporting and assisting and hosting a large number of refugees and migrants here. What's the situation of the migrants and refugees here?
The global displacement crisis has a direct impact on Djibouti. The country is now home to more than 30,000 refugees and asylum seekers, and half of them are children from Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Yemen. And on top of the refugees, there's more than 100,000 migrants, mainly from Ethiopia, that live in the country. Conflict, insecurity, and extreme hardship in neighboring countries have driven refugees and migrants to leave their homes, and this increases the need of humanitarian assistance in the country.
What are the United Nations, the humanitarian organizations, doing to respond to these needs, and what else has to be done to support the humanitarian assistance here in Djibouti?
The United Nations and agencies and NGOs are present in the country. This year, the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund allocated $4 million for life-saving assistance in Djibouti. This funding had a tremendous impact on the lives of people who needed it the most. And that's why I call on the international community to keep supporting the humanitarian response in Djibouti. At the same time, urgent action is required to address the impact of climate change, and particularly to address the underlying causes of poverty and reach a sustainable development. The world has to take action to mitigate the effects of climate change now.